Now, how about therapy on progression?
So most of these patients will achieve at least a partial, if not a complete, remission. I think the patients who do not achieve remission but progress while they're receiving chemotherapy represent a really adverse group. And that's a group where there are no really great therapies. Those are patients for whom we would say off therapy, Doxil is the right choice, understanding that these patients have a terrible outlook, and some of them, particularly the frail elderly, may be better served by not having chemotherapy at all. But it takes a good discussion with the patient in terms of their values and their desires. That would be a place where a really exciting new drug in phase two or even phase one might come to the fore before Doxil, because we know that Doxil and topotecan are going to give very low response rates in this group of patients. So this is a group of patients that would not be harmed by putting them on almost any investigational agent. In the patients that recur, we use the platinum sensitivity mark that Maury Markman has put forward, where certainly patients whose disease recurs within 6 months are most likely to receive either an investigational agent or Doxil. And the investigational agents in that setting, we always try to have a new drug in phase two for patients who represent the platinum resistant group of patients, and the alternative would be a Doxil treatment.